أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين. Let it be among you a nation. Actually the call is for every single one of us. And those people will carry the responsibility of promoting good and fighting evil. And they call for the goodness of the mankind. And they are the one who will prosper. And like we know, there is a big difference between two words, and they come both in the Quran. The word faiz, winner, and the word muflih, prosper. The faiz, or the winner, usually there is a contest, a competition. And in this competition, you may have people apply. You have 10, 15, 20, more, less. But usually the winner is what? One. But what happened to the others? What happened to their efforts? What they did all alone is gone. So the loser and the coming in second, they are the same. But when it prosper, muflih, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you, don't worry about that. There is no potential to lose. If you, as a muflih, if you start, you will win. But the level of your winning depends on the level of your work. If you see in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك الألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. And giving a description, what they do. And he ended up doing what? وأولئك هم المفلحون. That means whomever go to that direction cannot lose. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah giving us here a very beautiful opportunity that you can, for you to invest your life, the gift of life in it, and you cannot lose, which is to do what? To promote good and fight evil. And to be responsible, to be committed to do that, and to be committed to do the will, and to do everything good for the well-being of all mankind. Why more than ever, it is so important for us here in the United States, or in the Western Hemisphere, or in the non-Muslim culture, is to be proactive and to be active. I don't know if some of you or you heard, last week it was a big fire in a big masjid. It was a hate crime. It was in Florida. And people came in the dark thinking there is nobody in the masjid, and by the Allah mercy, it was the Isha prayer. Otherwise, the whole entire masjid would have gone. That it's supposed to be, we should not get angry. Because as far as I'm concerned, we are a part of this responsibility. You are living in a culture that does not know much about you, doesn't know you. And it is nature. It is by the human nature. I am afraid of the unknown. If I don't know you, I am afraid of you. And add to it the negative profile that it is promoted for whatever reason are, economic, political, whatever the reason are, that's not the problem. The problem that you are here. You are living in this land. You are a citizen of this land. You are under the flag of this land. You pay taxes to this land. You live here. And the decision is going to be one of the two. Either you're going to be inferior, sit on the side till you shrink and eventually either you melt or die, or you will be a positive partner. Positive partner means that you are active with this society. You are, Allah sent you to this society to live in it and to let the people know, to change the negative profile. It is not your job and mine to convert people to Islam, but it is your job and mine to inform people about Islam, to let them know. So the people will not be afraid. They don't have to accept it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the guide, He is the one who guide, not you and not me. But we have a responsibility, and it is a time to stand up for this responsibility. Let us face it, we have a negative profile, and that negative profile is not in one area or two area or three areas, it is all over. And you have to be proactive. Listen, if you have a fire in your home, who gonna come to set that fire? Muslims or non-Muslims? If you call the ambulance, who gonna come? If you go to the hospital, who gonna nurse you? Who gonna try to heal you as a doctor? So what in return you are giving the community or the society? The challenge that you and I is having is how to be a positive partner without losing our identity. How to be a Muslim and to be active and to teach the whole entire community to accept the word of Muslims, that they are not valid, they are not inferior, they are not a nuisance. No, they are a source of stability, they are a source of benefit, and they are a source of security. Who will do that on behalf of Muslims other than Muslims? There is a lot of community came to this land like we came, and they established their ID. Good for them. Really good for them. They earned respect through a whole lot of volunteer work, a lot of civil work, a lot of showing a passion to the culture. You don't have to agree with everything on the culture, and that's wrong to do that. But there is a lot of potential, and there is a lot of goodness, and there is a lot of things in common that we can invest together with respect. And the culture will respond. I'm not saying they are all angels, but I do believe a huge percentage will respond positively. There is a whole lot of time people have the tendency to respect other people's value when you respect their value and when they are secure about you. So now, what I want to drive to you today is making the da'wah is not only a religious obligation, but it is also a means of surviving. For how long do you think that the people around you in your neighborhood will be sitting down, afraid of you, ignoring you, and not take actions? Sooner or later going to show itself in the way they hire, in the way that in education, in all aspects of life. You have to be a part of it. Now, before I talk a little bit about how we should be active, we need to know where we are now. Unfortunately, okay, I'm going to talk about my own little experience, which is you may share or you may not with me, and that's your right. I came to the United States in 1975. And it was only in the metropolitan area, one single masjid, which is the one in the Massachusetts Avenue. And for you to come and make a prayer down there, you have to drive at least an hour. An hour. So if you want to pray the five times a day, impossible. But if you can make the Jum'ah, alhamdulillah. Today we are in 2010, 35 years after. We haven't only in the metropolitan area, we have 47 masjid. And we have two under construction now. Add to it a temporary masallah, about 16. So we are getting in the neighborhood of what? 75, 80. But the question or the challenge we have, are these masajids functioning the way that it's supposed to? We need to know. We need to know if you want to solve any problem, you have to have a clear definition to it first. Unfortunately, the majority of this masajid, it came or built by foreigners, came into the land. And instead of promoting Islam as Islam, they started to promote their own cultures and traditions and habits. And thinking that what they do back home is good enough to be done here. And now, instead of we find out means to unite us and to make us work with each other according to Quran and Sunnah, we find hundreds of means to deviate in between us and put fraction in between us and weaken up us. I am coming from Middle East. I want to apply my traditions and cultures. Somebody coming from Pakistan, he had the same right. Somebody coming from India, he had the same right. African American coming to Islam, they have the same right. Which one is right? Which one is wrong? Nobody know, and everybody missed the train. When you sit down in a meeting, fighting, 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 or accomplishing inferior, by the meaning of the word, inferior goal. And where is the first victim to that? The new generation. That they are now parents. They don't have a motive to go to these 47 masjid. They don't find themselves in it. And imagine what's going to happen after two or three generations. So we need to know that we have a problem. We have to identify the problem. Nevertheless, the way that we manage those masajid, when the Roman Catholic managing any organization, it needs two things, majorly two things. Intelligent people and the function. I want a hospital or doctor office, I need a good doctors. They are the one who will take decision. And I need administration. This is basically what it is. When the Protestant came to the United States, they came as individuals. But when they started to build the structure, they did not find in the religion a teaching, they teach them how to build it. So they ended up doing what? Borrowing the system that existed in the political arena, which is elections every 2 years or whatever, and selecting the religious lead or hiring a religious lead and all of these things. And what we ended up with, they found out after a few hundred years that this is wrong. We cannot do that. And they started already to change. And guess who copied them? The Muslim community. Even if the Quran is very clear teaching us how to do it, the good practice is teaching us how to do it. But unfortunately, it is one of the main major weaknesses about what the why these organizations, they are weak because of the nature of the management. The management methodology that they use, I'm not talking about attention. Everybody has a good attention, but not necessarily everybody doing the right thing. Also, it turned out in the state of to promote, because now one of the main major challenges that those organizations started to have is what? Money. I need money. And when I need money, what am I going to do? I need the people that they will pay money. So I need to attract the people that they will give me the money. And from there start something called the fundraising. I am not condemning fundraising, but there is no way, form or shape that the fundraising can be a substitute to the Muslim obligation to finance their own establishment. If there is two Muslims immigrate somewhere, it comes to be liable in Sharia on them to start to build even a tent, call it a masjid. Doesn't make any difference if you are rich or poor. And now if I am in the financial area, now the religious leader that they supposed to, which is I am wholeheartedly, my heart go out for them, instead of they spend their time trying to educate and train and develop, now it is all the time going through what? Trying how to promote a money. And to promote a money, there is a simple calculation here. I have to make you, to get your money, I have to make you hear what you want to hear. Not necessary what you need to hear. And that turned up to weaken up the da'wah, weaken up the organization. The leader that they are qualified to do it, they are in a state of bleeding. The majority of them in a state of bleeding. And it turned out to be individual responsibility. It turned out to be functions, and it turned out to be jobs. And if we don't like that imam, what are we going to do? Fire him. Fire him. The imam is the one who carried the word of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us to obey. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرَ مِنْكُمْ. Obey Allah, the messenger, and أولي الأمر. which is they are the knowledgeable people. That's unanimously in the whole school of thought, in the interpretation, they are the scholars. We hire them, and if we don't like them, what we do? Fire. How do you think any improvement could happen in the da'wah inside the Muslim community and outside the Muslim community, while in the control where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a certain category called al-mutrafeen. Al-mutrafeen is the rich one and he doesn't care. It is a time to show off. It is a bragging time. I'm gonna tell you part of it. I was invited to evaluate a resume for some imams, and at the same time, in nature of a contract, that one very big organization, I'm not going to mention the name of it, but I'm just trying to prove a point about how bad we got to. And I reviewed all the resume, and I found out one person kind of standing out. There is no competition. If you really want to do your job right, and if you want the Quran and the Sunnah right, and you want to really do a good deed, you don't have an option but to select that man. Name it. So I get back and I give my recommendation that this is the man to hire. And now I'm having the contract to review. And I'm not going to pass a judgment in that contract. I want you to pass a judgment in that contract. I'm not going to talk about finances. Number one. He is not allowed to give Friday khutbah more than one time a month. His job is to lead only the five prayers and 2 days a week give interpretation to the Quran, give classes in interpretation of Quran. He is to perform the marriage ceremony and all related finances that they will give, he is supposed to give it back to the masjid. All the funeral activities, he's supposed to do it. He supposed not, quote, supposed not to perform or to say any activity or open any issues that can divert the community like riba, usury. Don't come and tell us it is haram. Like adultery and fornication. Don't come and tell us boyfriend and girlfriend is haram. Don't come and tell us that. Why? Because when you see it, when you see that, you are diverting the community. Wallahi, I am telling you the truth. How bad it came the da'wah is to. He cannot interfere in family dispute to solve it. Because people coming from different cultures and they have a different standards. Or by another word, what is the bottom line, what you guys want? You don't want imam. You want somebody to perform ceremonies. And when you don't like him, you fire him. This is not imam. Who did that? The Muslim community, to ourselves. And if I am positive, some of you in the last few weeks about heard about in different masajid, very eminent people, they left. They left. After the struggle, and day in and day out, and maybe I can, and maybe, and they can. So unfortunately, the masajid, it turned out now to be a place for what? Ceremonies, rituals, celebrations, weddings, and funerals. Where is the da'wah? isn't there. If speaking about forbiddens, divert, and speaking about forbidden, crack the communities. What gonna unite it? Where is the responsibility, our responsibility for the new generation? What are we gonna teach them? Teach them what? What is it that we will teach them? So we need to understand. What I'm telling you, some of these things, it's not because I have or the urge to attack or I like to attack, but unfortunately I like to call things as is. And at the same time, I want to call on you to stand up for your own individual responsibility. Some of these masajid today, they have a communities by thousands. And whomever controlling and giving the direction and doing all of these, they are only tens. What is the rest? Okay, I'm gonna make it short and sweet in this area because I wanna move to another point. For every masjid, there is a door. And you will never ever get into a masjid and out of it in the same state. Either you get in and you get Allah blessing and you get out, or you get in and you get Allah anger and you get out. And there is no other alternative. And remember, one of the most devastating means to any community, to any religion, to anything, is when you turn your back and you be silent. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished a certain group of people in the Quran, He said what? وَكَانَ تِسْعَةَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةَ nine. Out of Medina, He did not say a village. Medina is the biggest thing, there's no. Only nine. They doing the corruption and mischief. But where are the rest? They turned their back and they let them do what they want to do. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishment came, did it came to the nine? No, it came to everyone. This is now you can understand why I am saying burning a masjid in Florida, we are a part of it. We are responsible for it. Because if we inform it or we educated our neighborhood about it, most likely, that is not gonna take place. I'm gonna tell you about another living thing that it happened. 2 years ago, Washington Post, I cannot forget that, in the second week of March, launched a big attack against Islam and Muslims. Against Islam and Muslim in the United States specifically, saying, now they are moving from the category of saying Muslims, saying infidel, the others, they are infidel and they are enemies and whatever. They are saying, we have 10 million Muslims between United States and Canada. Where are they? What is their activity? What they are doing in the political arena? What? And a big list of questions. I didn't hear about this. Okay, in the area where I live, we had activities with the interfaith program, and we have just about every single denomination in Christianity and Judaism and Buddhism. We call it the community of peace. We get together every single month, the leaders, the leadership of every church and every synagogue, different denomination. And find out, we spend a lot of time to know each other. Get to know each other, know the differences. And we came to the point, okay, we are not gonna change the differences, let us respect it, but we have a lot in common, let us work it out. Let us see what is the interest of our community and we all can do. Drugs is there for everybody. We all have to fight it back. Senior citizen problems, the same. A lot of things, budget. the same. We all have to work together. And to make the long story short, read Surah Al-Mumtahina and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala setting the rule for the civil work for the Muslims. Putting the guideline there. And all of a sudden, I got a phone call from a priest. Says, Muhammad, did you hear? Did you read the Washington Post? I said, no. He said, get it. So I got it and I called him back. And I was very upset, but at the same time, what am I going to do? He said, please, I've been calling the rest of the member of the peace community, the leaders. We don't want you to respond. We will take care of it. Third week of March, fourth week of March, and all April, for complete 6 weeks, every single week, in Sunday in the auditorium, there is either a priest or rabbi or a monk speaking about the role of Muslims in the area where they are living in. And I like a statement being said by one of them. He said, we are not trying to convert each other, but we reach the level of maturity, we can work with each other. I am mentioning to you that example because I am telling you it can work. It is working. All you need to do is believe in it and stand up and do it. There's a lot of bad people out there, but also there's a lot of good people out there. And a lot of people out there, they need help. They need to understand, not need to convert, but at least they need to understand. Allah guaranteed the right to believe or not. But your job and mine is to make sure that they will understand. So, please, be involved. Get involved. I call the era where I came, when I came and whomever came before me, I call it the golden era. The golden era because in that time, it was not that much activities. And there is no promotion to the negative profile against Islam and Muslim as much as it is now. Ignoring the problem will not gonna solve it. You have to be a part, a very positive part, of the process of solving this problem. Insha'Allah, I will keep continuing on the da'wah. It's going to take about 2 or 3 khutbah, because we need to know who is qualified to do the da'wah, how to do the da'wah, what are the things that you're supposed to avoid, and what are the things that you should stand up for. And all of these things, insha'Allah, it will be in other khutbahs coming, bi-iznillah. Now let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guidance. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering. Forgive all our sin and all our mistakes. And help us to be a good Muslims. And give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply him in our life. So we can live in peace and we can die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the company of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. I want to finish the khutbah إن شاء الله by another surah. It show you that the call for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the da'wah, is not something optional, but it is required. We are required to do it.
And now it is, if it is not religious obligation, it is what? Mean of surviving. If you look at the behavior in any given society, what happened to the minority? They have one of two. Either incubate, and sooner or later, they will be eliminated, or melt. Other than that, there is no other way, except their gradual growth. By being a positive partner, that's where you establish and maintain and grow as a Muslim in this, and to be a positive partner within the law and the frame of law. I'd like to share with you before I finish the khutbah, surah, in Surah Yusuf, alayhi salam, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Sayyidina Yusuf, when he's in jail, ya sahiba ya sijn, أرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار. Please take a second. Take only one second. Look at سيدنا يوسف رضوان الله عليه. Got kidnapped from his father's arm when he is a little kid. Look at the big shock that the one who is hurting him, kidnapping him, wanna kill him, his own blood, his own brothers. The brother that if you are not gonna love and seek help with, who you gonna wear? They are the one who wanna kill you. Before you know it, and before a crime that you never commit, you find yourself right in a cave. And now from being honored, you are now a slave. Slave. And when you grow up to the manhood, all kind of a trouble start. And those troubles, you have nothing to do with them. You have nothing to do with them. And after that, after the trial that we all know about Imrat al-Aziz, the Aziz woman, his wife, after that it came a bigger promotion from the women that they saw him. So before his problem it was one. After that they became to be many. So many after him. And he is innocent not by standard. He's been proven innocent. And now what is his decision, or the decision against him? Put him in jail. What kind of injustice? If I am for one, I would be exploding. Can you imagine being in his shoe? You've been deprived from justice from day one. From day one. And now, what is in his head? He's not saying, I need somebody to listen to me. I need somebody at least to be fair with me. I've been the, all of people did this and this and this and this to me. No. His mind, his soul, his heart, his blood, his flesh is full of La ilaha illallah. And what he is after is what? Ya sahibay al-sijn. He's making da'wah. And if sitting down bickering about his estate, complaining, which is he has hundreds of rights to do, he's making da'wah. Ya sahibay al-sijn. Arbab mutafarriqoon khayr. Worship different deity. Am Allah al-wahid al-qahar. That's all what occupied his mind. That can show you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ, when we tell you the stories, he is not telling us stories to entertain us. These are models for us to try to be like them. The bottom line of the khutbah today, and inshallah it will be continuation to it, If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, making da'wah is your responsibility. It is not a masjid responsibility. It is not an organization responsibility. It is every single one of us responsibility. Are you willing to do it or not? Because simple fact, when you said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, you signed a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that contract say? Four things. Number one, you will declare it. You will let everybody know that you are a Muslim. The second, that you will do your best to learn and to apply the Quran and the Sunnah. Third, you will do your best to propagate Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al Munkar, to propagate, to make da'wah. Fourth, to defend and to protect the message of Islam. I hope inshallah we will be among them. And I hope inshallah today will be the beginning. And the first one you need to make da'wah to is yourself, by saying truly and honestly and sincerely, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide all our steps and forgive all our sin and all our mistakes, all our shortcomings, and to show us the straight path and to support us in it and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life, so we can live in peace and we can die in peace, and inshallah in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadallah, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i wal qurba والمنكر والفحش يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله
Please do not move till the Imam says وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا يرحمكم الله، ساروا صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصفوف من تمام إقام الصلاة. إن الله لا ينظر إلى الصف الأعوج. Straighten the line and fill the gaps إن شاء الله. الله أكبر.
الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه، والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.